I like to think that maybe one day you'll be an old man like me, talking a younger man's ear off, explaining to him how you took the sourest lemon that life has to offer and turned it into something resembling lemonade.
Hey guys, it's Evelyn.
And Matt.
And you're listening to The Lemon Drop. The Lemon Drop. Of Heartbreak.
And well, come in to the Lemon Drop.
We don't want to be here, but we're here. What are we going to talk
about
tonight?
I don't fucking care. As soon as we started doing this, I don't even want to do it now.
I don't either. but we're here.
It's not right. There's not a Gregory in the finals. Evelyn's made a nemesis this year out of poor Kyle.
Yep.
I don't know. Kyle's shown real growth, I'm afraid.
He's broken my team twice now.
His kicker prowess is damn near perfect.
Oh, well.
I was rooting for you. One of these years, you got it.
I don't.
It's a matter of time.
I am, like, so close to rage quitting fantasy. Like, so close to it. Like, I can kind of feel myself just walking away and leaving it all behind. It was a really hard day yesterday for me.
You and Brian have done this quite a bit. You mm-hmm. and Brian fly really close to the sun, never quite get there.
I know. And I do it Jess in leagues, has been there twice. Multiple leagues, every single year. And it's just heartbreaking.
Steven's been there more than once, and he's won it once.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle's been there three times, I think, at least. Maybe four, and I don't think he's ever won. But he's been to the dance many times.
Yeah.
But yeah, you and who else? Well, Emily made it one time in one of her now three seasons. But yeah, you and Brian. Actually, I don't think Brian's been to the finals. He's been to the quarterfinals a lot.
It'd be interesting to know who has... So, Kyle, because he's made it to the finals three times, right? He probably has... Well, and he's made it most years to the playoffs. He probably has the most playoff losses overall.
He lost to me twice and Steven once. And there was that other year where me and him tied, like, exactly to the decimal in the semifinals. Yeah. And the ESPN put him through, and then, like, Brian had to go switch it because of our bench tiebreaker rules or some shit, which wasn't exactly fair, but it was what we had voted in at the time.
I don't know. Because I usually get kicked out in round one, so.
Yeah, he's been there, like, 3.5 times, maybe four. I'm not sure.
It's wild.
So, I kind of feel like it's his time here, but there's always that, like, heel team that barely makes it into the playoffs. Lori's done that before, and then they just go crazy in the last 3 weeks, like Stevens is doing.
Yeah.
He's averaging, like, 140 points a week or something.
Mm-hmm.
Insane. So, I feel like Kyle's put it in. And from the perspective of a guy who's also in a 2-seed versus a 6-seed finals in another league, one of us deserves to be there.
I want to be in the finals. It's not fair, but it is what it is.
You have to punch your ticket, but you also have to plan ahead and have the guys that are going to be really, really valuable in these weeks, too.
Yeah.
We were saying before we started, we're like, oh, we should wait until the waivers. But then I was like, no, if you're relying on the waiver wire this week in the finals, you're not ready.
Yeah. You should already have had your defenses like 3-4 weeks ago.
Check your injuries and, stream of defense, whatever. Those are acceptable. But you should not be looking for, like, a wideout two right now. Especially since there was no major injuries last week, I don't think. If you owned Brock Purdy, I would probably allow it, because that was scary as hell.
Yeah. Fuck that guy.
But otherwise, I mean, look at their lineups. If we look at what they have in right now, which they might change some of this, I don't know. I don't want to give them any bias, but like I see some things in here I would change.
You don't like that drink?
It's just a weird...
It has a lot of lemons in it.
Yeah, I taste them. Yeah, and they're not being missed here.
It has lemon vodka and lemon juice in it.
Mm, excellent choice. It's a pretty close projection. There's only a 4-point difference in projection. Yeah. Does Kyle have another tight end? That's what I'm looking for.
He does. Schultz.
Oh, Schultz. Yeah, okay. I don't think that Kincaid is like a disaster, even though he's really down right now. But I would have something else ready.
Excited to see that I was playing Kincaid because I have no faith in him right
now. I would be. I would not play him right now, but... If there's just nobody else.
Chicago's defense has been doing well, but Atlanta just ruined Colts defense.
Yeah, I almost bought into that somewhere.
So that's a little bit scary. I think it's a pretty good matchup. Like, they have a lot of, like, boom potential, both of them. Like, Achan can just go off. McCaffrey will probably go off. Kyren obviously can. Puka, I don't know. Like, the upside is for sure with Steven, but Debo...
There's a lot more
Josh
question
Allen
marks
can
on
for sure go
Kyle's team
ham.
there's been very few games this year where you've been like, where was Christian McCaffrey? Where was Amon-Ra? Where was Mike Evans?
Yeah.
They're showing up every week consistently. And then Calvin Ridley's like 23 points or 2 points.
Right.
You know,
yeah, exactly.
It's just it's a little more of that. Like,
yeah, Steven has a much more consistently high scoring team with like less concern.
About 4 points worth, I wager.
Yeah, I mean.
According to ESPN.
Right.
I guess we all have to get Peacock Premium now so we can watch fucking football on the holidays.
That was really annoying.
That's horseshit. I'm looking at the schedule right now and it's all Fox, CBS, NFL Network, Prime, blah, blah, blah. I don't see a Peacock one, thank God.
What do you think?
I'm going to say, I don't know, going against my own, what I just said about the high Steven floor. Maybe I will give it to Steven. I don't know. God damn it. I like most of Steven's players better. Not the quarterback so much. Kyler did fine last week. McCaffrey's just insane.
He is super
insane. How do you bet against McCaffrey, like, without a McCaffrey on the other team?
Okay. I think Steven has so much upside. I think it's going to be Steven 168 to Kyle 132.
That's so many fucking points.
That's what's going to happen.
If I lost with a 132, I would be very upset. That's an amazing score.
How upset would you be if you lost if you scored 101.7 and the opponent scored 101.82?
Who's on teams that are playing for something right now? Like Austin Eckler, Calvin Ridley. Ridley might be. Trey McBride. But Puka. He's playing for a contract.
Puka is.
Puka, yeah. I'm still keeping him
Mike
in.
Mike Evans,
he's one of those that always has trouble at New Orleans, though. Amon-Ra at Dallas could be a little dicey. McCaffrey at Washington, Jesus
Christ.
That's going
to be wild. See, this is what I'm saying.
I'm gonna split. I'm going to say it. Head Steven, heart Kyle. I just want to see Kyle get it. Steven's got it before.
I'm not picking who I want to win.
I'm trying. That's true, yeah.
I, like, physically cannot cheer for Kyle because he knocked me out. Like, I just can't do it. But I also don't want Steven to win because he's not me. I feel like I'm this way every year. But you're right. I have wanted someone who hasn't won it before, but I just can't bring myself to choose.
Kyle's got Debo against Washington, too, though.
Yeah, that's true.
They're both going to exploit Washington.
Yeah, I mean, let's see if Purdy can throw a ball.
And he's got the Niners D, which would also be great at Washington.
Yeah,
Kyle's making
true.
A case here. He just scored 140-something on knees.
Eckler's going to, like, goose at Denver, though. Kincaid's meh.
He beat me in the last week of the regular season, had a bye, then he beat you. So he's run a lap and a half of the Gregory Gauntlet this year now.
I beat him in regular season, and then my first meeting with him, I beat him by, like, 40 points.
Did you play 3 times?
I did.
Oh, my God.
But I did win the first one.
Total arch nemesis material now.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm going to call, like, I'm going to go 145 to 139.
Oh, interesting. I see what you did there.
And I'm going to give it to Steven. I think Steven has this.
His team is just really good.
I hate to do it. I want to see Kyle win this, and I'll be very happy to see Mr. Jorgensen take one home finally, but you got to go with Steven.
Yeah.
There's just too many players on that team right now that are like Puka, where you look at the score if you didn't watch the game, and you're just like, what the fuck happened? Oh, my God.
I mean, he has between Puka, Mike Evans, Achan, and McCaffrey, St. Brown, they could all put up 30, and you wouldn't think that was rare. You know what I mean? And if they all do it, you're screwed. Yeah, his team's just really annoyingly good.
But I won't be surprised either way. Kyle's still rolling with all these Bills versus a division rival. That could be exciting.
Kyle also can injure other people's wide receivers. So if that happens, he has some weird kind of like witchcraft.
Well, he needs to because St. Brown and Evans catch a lot of touchdowns. And Puka.
And Puka,
Jesus.
Yeah, I know. It's wild.
If that's true, you better use it. Use your black magic.
Seriously. And he like has Garrett Wilson on the bench. He's got a really good team. It's annoying. Think what he could have been if Herbert would have been a quality quarterback.
He was okay even when they were losing early in the season, but then when he started getting hurt and stuff, yeah, he got real bad at the end. How about that third place matchup?
Me versus Brian. Brian beat me this year already. I honestly haven't even looked at my lineup yet, or my matchups, or Brian's, but I'm looking right now.
I feel like Brian the historian might have to validate this, but I bet Brian has the most third place finishes.
You think so?
In league history. He's comfortable there.
He likes being third. Does he usually win this round?
This is the second year in a row he's had a bye. Well, I see.
So, I get it, but maybe he loses in this round. I don't know. Brian, fact check us.
Well, last year he won third for sure, and I believe I've paid him out for that a few times. Maybe not.
I don't think I've ever won third. Have I?
You won second 1 year.
Yeah, but I think I always get eliminated in the first round.
You usually do.
Because I have the best fantasy luck of anyone in the world.
Just a final, let's do a final check-in.
Oh, here he is. We had a 16 this week.
We want to close the season out, right? He had a big week last week.
16.
Last night or whatever.
Big game. He's ranked kicker 3.
Justin Tucker, motherfucker.
He made his way all the way up to 3rd.
Oh, nice.
Tara, look at that.
Tara, he's going to get you out of that Beaver trophy. That's why you drafted him so high.
He's the anti-Beaver.
She was like, I knew I'd need him in the last week in the bottom of the bracket.
Oh, man. Yeah, his last games have been a 12-12-16. That's pretty good.
He's Justin coming Tucker. Into stride, finally. I've seen him on waiver wires this year.
That's crazy.
Yeah, smaller leagues, but
still,
people were just like, mostly it was during his bye.
Yeah.
Normally, there's some kickers that you want to keep through a bye, and he was not one for a lot of people this year.
So, man.
Some people. Most people, but
that's crazy.
Not everybody.
Good job, Justin Tucker. I hope you get drafted later next year.
All right, is there anything else left to say?
Just good luck to the Kyles and Stevens of the world who consistently seem to have that fantasy football luck.
Prove to us with your actions that you meet the integrity requirements of the champion title holder of this league. Heavy is the head that wears the crown. If you'd like any mentor, guidance, I'm here.
I can't help you. I've never won. That's it.
We'll see how it goes. It's a normal week, right? It's like a Thursday game, a whole bunch of Sunday games. There's one Saturday game, a whole bunch of Sundays, and then one Monday?
I've checked out. I got brutalized this week, and I'm just done.
Week 17. There's a Thursday, there's a Saturday, there's a whole bunch of Sundays. There might not be a Monday night game. Is that real?
That would be weird, but maybe.
No New Year's Day game?
Maybe because of college, because there's always bowl games. Yeah, no Monday night.
Oh my gosh, well then we'll know on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, we'll know by Sunday.
Holy cow.
That's pretty cool.
You're right. Packers-Vikings with a Sunday night game, and that's the last game of the week. That's the last game of the year. Hopefully the Packers give us a reason to open some champagne.
I hope so. That's not really the last game of the year, is it?
Of the calendar year.
Oh, December 31st. I was like, there's still another week. Okay, yeah. All right, well, we'll check in the off season probably. Or maybe we'll have a congratulatory episode, I don't know.
Probably. We should probably call it. Neither of them have been on the podcast.
Oh, the winner wins a...
Like when they go on a talk show the next day after winning the Super Bowl.
Neither of them are going to answer the phone because I've been so mean.
It might make for a better episode. We can just record ourselves leaving harassing voicemails.
From a blocked number.
All right. Good luck, Kyle. Good luck, Steven.
Set your lineups.
Yeah, everybody still set your lineups. Good luck, Evelyn. Good luck, Brian.
Oh, thanks. I'm coming for you, Brian.
Watch your back.
And your front.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, sheep are beautiful animals.